This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. After Hurricane Harvey hammered the Texas Gulf Coast, state and federal officials decided to change some of the ways they respond to a disaster. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, was concerned it would not be able to handle the housing recovery effort. So Governor Greg Abbott tasked the Texas General Land Office with short-term housing recovery. And that had unintended consequences for hundreds of thousands of Texans in need of help with housing. Brandon Formby is a reporter with the Texas Tribune, and he's been reporting on all this. Brandon, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And why the General Land Office? What do they do?
The General Land Office, actually, since 2011, has handled long-term housing recovery after disasters. The difference between short-term and long-term is, with short-term, those are programs that fix minor damages, find people apartments to live in until their houses get fixed. Long-term recovery is actual rebuilding of houses and neighborhoods, and putting, entire cities back together. So in the past, the General Land Office had handled the long-term recovery, which has a lot fewer regulations than short-term recovery.
And through your reporting, you have discovered that the General Land Office has had a tough time handling that short-term program.
The whole process was delayed from the beginning. It was almost 3 weeks after the storm before Governor Abbott tasked the land office with short-term housing. I mean, that's almost 3 weeks where hundreds of thousands of Texans, did not have a place to live, or they were staying in emergency shelters or hotels. And once the General Land Office and FEMA signed this agreement, the General Land Office had to go through a crash course in the programs that FEMA offered Texans and also the different laws and regulations surrounding those programs and, what could and could not be done.
You mentioned a three-week delay after Harvey before the governor tapped the General Land Office. Why that delay?
Governor Abbott's office said that during that time, those 19 days, that the focus was on people's immediate safety, recovery, things like that, and they hadn't yet turned their attention or state resources toward short-term housing help.
So talk about the cumulative impact that this has had. What are the ramifications?
It left just, an unknown number of families living in limbo, people either living in hotels, living out of their cars, two or three families, living together in one house. So, nearly 900,000 families asked for FEMA aid, in just the 3 months after Harvey. And 40,000 of those qualified for short-term help, but more than 100 days after the storm, fewer than 900 were getting it. And most of those families, like 33,000 families that the General Land Office, by the time they contacted them to say they qualified for housing help, the families had already made other arrangements.
Now, over in Port Aransas, you met a resident. Her name is Andrea Gallegos, and she's had a tough time getting help, and her situation is so typical of what's happening down there. What's her situation?
She, like a lot of people, applied for FEMA help and, said in the weeks after the storm that she would have to spend hours just waiting on the phone trying to talk to somebody. She also said that a lot of times, she had to go back and fill out paperwork or prove certain things that she thought she'd done early on in the application process. And then weeks went by before she would hear anything. Her family's RV was just completely destroyed by the hurricane. So she got tired of waiting to see what kind of FEMA aid she would qualify for. And a nonprofit actually helped her put a down payment on a new trailer.
Now, just the fact that Hurricane Harvey was so big and so devastating, isn't it inevitable that the recovery process is going to be challenging and that mix-ups and mistakes are going to be made?
That's one of the interesting things about this, is that no two storms are the same, and it's hard to tell how much damage they're going to do and where. And at the same time, Harvey, just the size of the hurricane and the amount of rain that it poured, especially over Houston and Beaumont, was epic. However, there have been postmortems after previous disasters like Katrina and Ike. And one of the common refrains in those is that local officials, state officials, and federal officials should have some sort of recovery plan in place to start using immediately after the storm. And that keeps coming up. And then here it is after Harvey. And instead of using, the framework of a previous plan, the state and FEMA decided to kind of reinvent the wheel.
Now, regardless of which agency is doing what, federal versus state involvement, there's been a lot of criticism regarding the government response following Hurricane Harvey. Let's go through some of that criticism.
Despite the delays caused by the General Land Office getting up and running for this new partnership with FEMA, along the Texas coast, a lot of the criticism is aimed at FEMA itself. Local officials and residents there say that the organization is just too big, that there's too much bureaucracy, it's too confusing, people don't understand how it works, and they don't know how to get FEMA to help them when they don't understand how the agency itself works.
Now, it's inevitable another natural disaster is going to strike Texas. It's a matter of when, not if. What are the lessons that state officials have learned following the Harvey aftermath?
I asked the General Land Office that, and they said that for the most part, it's too soon to kind of put together any sort of comprehensive lessons learned, but it is something that they're working on, that they've actually hired somebody whose sole job is to start identifying what delays were, to basically put together at the end of this what they call a new playbook for America's response to disasters.
Brandon Formby is a reporter with the Texas Tribune. Brandon, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.